Happy Friday to you and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So as I said on my text, I hope most of you have are getting, or all of you hopefully are finishing up today in work for your Christmas break, or are nearly going to be there in the next couple of days. It can be a very crazy week, the week before Christmas, and trying to get to do lots of things. And that's why I wanted to do teachings where it was mostly meditations this week. I did, though, halfway through the week, decide, you know, we need to throw a bit of gratitude in there as well, because connecting to ourselves and reflecting also can be done through these exercises. And that's why I wanted to do a teaching today, which is on reflection. So if you've been a member of It's Time For Me for this year, you'll know we have gone through so many different topics. And it's so funny, I often worry and wonder, will I run out of content? And I never do, because there are actually so many things to cover around our self-care, around our progression, around our connection to ourselves, doing it in different ways, trying different techniques. So it's been wonderful. And if you're a more recent member of It's Time For Me in the last number of weeks, or even over the last number of months, you'll definitely have covered a good amount of stuff in that period of time. And what I'd like you to do is reflect on what you have got from It's Time For Me this year. You know, you've signed up for something that's a text message every day to take that time for yourself. Have you taken the time to do the teachings, or do you struggle with it? Have you learned anything from it? Have you been able to implement any of the teachings into your daily life? I love getting feedback from you all, because I do get a lot of texts from you weekly when I do my Ask Me Anything text, and sometimes you guys text me in between that with just some feedback and things like that, which I absolutely love to hear from you. And it's just lovely to hear that it does have and make an impact in your life. But what I want you to do today from a more personal perspective is thinking about what you have actually learned, and more so how you've applied that to your life. Have you been able to progress with anything? What have you overcome this year through the teachings with This Time For Me? And also, This Time For Me is trying to, you know, give guidance or tools to build you up. So what things have you done then separate to This Time For Me personally that have got you to a place where you wanted to go to? And also just reflect on where you're at. You know, it's a strange time of the year. It's very, very busy. There's a lot going on. And for some people, it's very quiet. Some people, it's not an enjoyable time. And it can just bring up a lot of stuff. So just take a moment, even just as you listen to this, and just think about how far you've come this year, how you're feeling today, right now, as you're listening to this, where you are in yourself. Is there anything going on that's stressing you? Is there anything that you can't wait for a new year to come? The thing as well with New Year's is that, you know, you can make changes at any time. It doesn't have to be on the 1st of January. And that's why the teachings I'll be doing and the first week in January are just more about, again, you know, your intentions, not like I have to set out this big list of goals. And sometimes we do want to turn our back on a year. I know this year energetically, and I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, has been really tough. Like it's brought a lot of stuff up to the surface, and there's been a lot of harsh energy. It is clearing, okay, from a spiritual perspective, it is clearing. We have a lot of nicer, gentler, softer energy coming in 2019, which would have kicked off there a couple of weeks ago, around the 6th of December. But on Christmas Eve, we come out of the shadow of Mercury retrograde, and we're into a really nice cycle. I know for myself, it's been a really strange couple of weeks. I got really sick. I'm on my second week of antibiotics, and I haven't been sick for about 12 years. I also don't have my spleen. I had my a huge operation when I was about 24 to take out my spleen, because I had a huge cyst on it, and it's left me, you know, with a decreased immune system. And I've been so lucky and blessed over the last, you know, 14 years or 13 years since I got it out, not to be sick, but I was really sick, and I had a huge amount of time for reflection. And actually what I found, and I'm saying this to you being really honest, is I was so annoyed I was sick. I was so annoyed and feeling really sorry for myself and getting really annoyed at things that hadn't worked out this year, and really. And normally when I'm sick, I kind of just go with it. I love watching films. I'm just a chance for like some guilt-free time out. But this time I really was enraged, and I have to just be really honest about that. And I found it really surprising, and I had to ask myself, why am I so angry at being sick? You know, I was like, I've so much to do for Christmas, and actually, in fact, I'm probably most organized I've been for Christmas for years, so I didn't have to. And then yesterday, in the midst of all of that kind of frustration, my husband got a call to say that his granny, who he's very close to, and we both are, I've been lucky to have her in my life as well, she's lovely, is very unwell, and it looks like she will pass maybe over the next couple of days or next week, we don't know. And there's just been a lot of, you know, she lives in the country, a lot of family in the country, and trying to get things organized and all of that. And it really just puts things in perspective and stops and makes you think about Christmas, and makes you think about what it really is all about, which is about family and just being together, and it doesn't matter where or how it comes together. And you know, that's why I wanted to do this teaching, to say, look, it is important to reflect. It is important to look at what's going on, how far you've come. And like I said a few moments ago, like, simply how you're feeling in yourself. And I was saying to you there, I found myself completely enraged. I mean, really angry that I was sick. And I'm quite frustrated. I think part of it is I actually can't hear. Both my ears are really blocked, and I can just hear my voice in my head the whole time. I'm struggling when people are talking to hear them. And I felt completely nearly isolated from things that were going on. But then I had to say, okay, well, why is this happening? Like, why can't I hear? What do I not want to hear? What do I not want to listen to? Who do I not want to listen to? You know, is it myself giving out about things? It's a very interesting time. So look, I wish you a day of reflection. I hope you all get to finish up work if you are working today, and if not, in the coming days. Tomorrow's going to be an Ask Me Anything day. Sunday will be back to normal, Simplistic Sunday, and then even more gentle week next week. You may or may not get time to listen to your teachings, but they will be very gentle. Not going to do anything heavy at all next week because it is so busy. And just keep it nice and light. And look, I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you so much again for being a member of It's Time For Me. Genuinely, I really, really appreciate it. And I love hearing from you because it lets me know whether I'm on the right track or off the track in terms of what you want to cover. And I wish you a beautiful day.